WAPO admits Hunter's laptop holds authentic communications that can be verified. By Wendell Hasebo on March 30, 2022. Hunter Biden's laptop holds authentic communications that can be verified. The Washington Post admitted on Wednesday after not pursuing the story for 532 days. Thousands of emails purportedly from the laptop computer of Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, are authentic communications that can be verified through cryptographic signatures from Google and other technology companies. The paper confessed before acknowledging the social media companies wrongfully censored the original story from the New York Post. Facebook and Twitter in 2020 restricted distribution of stories about the drive's contents out of concern that the revelations might have resulted from a nefarious hacking campaign intended to upend the election. Much as Russian hacks of sensitive Democratic Party emails shaped the trajectory of the 2016 election. After the story broke by the New York Post's Emma Jo Morris, who now is Breitbart News's political editor, the Washington Post derided the laptop from hell story as a desperate attempt to defeat Joe Biden in the presidential election. If the former business partner of your opponent's son can't turn your campaign around, what can? The Washington Post's subtitle read in relation to businessman Tony Bobulinski, who confirmed in 2020 he previously met personally with former Vice President Joe Biden for an hour to discuss business with foreign entities. Overall, The Washington Post reported Hunter's laptop contains 286,000 individual user files, which include documents, photos, and videos among the 217 gigabytes of data. The data also includes bank information with about 1,200 emails from Wells Fargo. Senators Chuck Grassley, R.Y., and Ron Johnson, R.Y., revealed on Monday a $100,000 direct payment from SK China Energy to Hunter Biden in 2004 in relation to a Wells Fargo account. The $100,000 is just a small portion of money believed to have changed hands between foreign oligarchs and Hunter Biden while Joe Biden was in the Senate and vice president, such as $5 million lent from SK to the Biden family. The Washington Post also acknowledged Hunter's emails confirm that Hunter worked with Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company where he was a board member. The New York Post obtained evidence from Vadim Pasherskyy, an advisor to the board of Burisma in 2015, thanking Hunter for setting up a meeting with then-Vice President Biden in Washington, D.C. Bobulinski has corroborated the meeting. Joe Biden claims to have never spoken with Hunter about Hunter's business dealings. "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings," Joe Biden told the press. A 2017 email published by NBC News revealed Hunter reportedly refused to disclose $400,000 in income from Burisma in 2014 and was advised to do so. Hunter is reportedly under investigation for tax fraud concerning his foreign dealings, which may implicate the President of the United States. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.